Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Friday morning, a football Friday, as we broadcast from Borgata, the beautiful Borgata, our home base every Friday. Of course, love being here and love being with you. Your chance to weigh in as we get ready for the Eagles and Rams. Big game. It's not one of the I'll tell you this. It's not as important as the last time the Eagles and Rams played, but it's an intriguing game. It's a good test. Rams, obviously, one of the better teams in the NFC. Eagles, of course, we think, many of us think, the best team in the NFC, best team in the NFL. So away we go to week three action. We'll get into the Phils. Phils off last night. Dodgers won. Brewers won. So that's the reality from the standings standpoint. Looks like the Phillies are going to settle into the 2-seed. That's certainly no done deal, but that's what it looks like. We'll talk about it all with you today. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, Johnny.
The right whale is the animal whose testes weigh the most.
What is the right whale? I don't know what that
means. Yeah, what does that mean?
It's a whale. It's the name of a whale, the right whale, and its testes weigh 1,000
like kilograms. Correct whale or the not left whale?
Its name is the right whale, and it's
you get my point,
just
really,
the
right?
Name.
Like,
it's
is
not...
It-
Yeah, always
it's not left or it's correct.
It's not always the left name. Whale. It's
it,
not always
it,
the correct whale.
W-R-I
it is R-I-G-H-T.
Okay.
And its testes weigh a massive 1,000 kilograms.
Wow.
So 1,000 kilograms
big
is...
Big boy.
Even... That's ridiculous.
Big boy.
That's
big.
A lot.
All right. So that is wild. That
what
is
a
wild.
Way to start a Friday morning, guys. Yeah.
Especially after Seltzer, some of the stuff I was talking about yesterday.
Oh, yeah. We'll hear about it in Drive of the Week.
Oh, sorry. I heard you had an incident yesterday.
An incident. I had like five incidents.
I'm going to step away for a moment.
I
literally didn't go to the bathroom.
Yeah. There was a lot happening. All right. Good morning to you. So hope you're having a good start to your day. All right. Let's get to the Eagles thing. Eagles and the Rams. As they obviously get ready to crank it up on Sunday. You know, this is one of those things where, and John, I'm curious if you differ in any way from what I've heard from, I will literally say, literally everybody this week on the station, which has been the following. Good game up ahead, great test, Eagles are going to win. That's what everybody says. Is it that simple, John? Talk to me. What are you looking for in this game? I want to hear from everyone what you're keying in on in this game. But also, is it as simple as, I know it's a tough one, but I just totally expect the Eagles to win. Is that where we are?
I do expect that the Eagles win this game because they can do something that the Rams can't stop, and that's run the football. We've demonstrated that against this Rams defense ourselves last season. Every time we played them. And then the Rams defense, I was looking at some stats since the start of last season, including the playoffs, their rushing yards allowed per game, they ranked 25th.
Well, Saquon can attest to that.
Their run stop percentage, they rank 29th. Their yards before contact per rush ranks 30th,
wow.
Which is a really awful stat. That means you got blocked, basically.
Sure.
So the Rams defense gets blocked. Our offense blocks people. Last year, we ran the ball down their throats, and we're bringing the same people back. I don't see how it's different in that regard. The problem is They added Davante Adams to Puka Nacua in their receiving core, and now you got Matthew Stafford, who really was never really that hurt anyway, with his back, quote, back injury that kept him out of training camp. This guy is a boss, and he can throw the ball everywhere in the stadium. And he's got two unbelievable wide receivers who really understand how to get open. And we have a major problem at our third cornerback spot. So you better believe this coach, Sean McVay, is going to figure out ways to pick on Adoree Jackson or whoever's across the way from Quinyon and not named Cooper DeJean.
Yeah. Look,
I do think a lot of points could get scored in this game, but sometimes when you see games unfold like this, it never happens the way you expect. But they have the capacity to score on us. I know we have the capacity to score on them.
Sure.
I think we're just going to score on them a lot more than they score on us.
So I don't think it'll be a lot more. I do tend to think the Eagles win this game. But curious where you stand at 215-592-9494 as you key in on it, on what is, from your standpoint, key that you think, not just really, because let's be real, we talk about the game, but in many ways we're talking about the upcoming season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And what this game represents within it and what we have this year. You know, I think the main chatter, well, there's two main chatters this week. One's been obviously the tush push, but the other's been about the offense and the inefficiency to this point this year. You know, number one thing for me looking ahead to this game is the Eagles hopefully getting this offense going. And I want to emphasize offense, not just the Hurts passing thing to A.J. Brown. So, you know, I think it's pretty clear the offensive, let's start with this, where the Eagles have started for the last decade. The offensive line has not been as good. Why? I don't know. Is it a Becton-Steen thing? Don't know. Is it a Dickerson, banged up thing? Probably to an extent. You know, I think that makes some sense. But first and foremost, you want to see an offensive line, which last year largely did dominate against the L.A. Rams, reestablish itself, because that has been the Eagles' bread and butter now for a decade, and so let's get that going. Now, let me get to number two, Saquon. It goes a little hand-in-hand with the offensive line, but he last year, in the two games against the L.A. Rams, I'm going to just put it out there in blunt terms, was as good as any running back I've ever seen the Eagles have in a game, ever. And I've
twice.
Seen LeSean
twice,
right, James? I've seen LeSean, Shady. You know, I was young on the Wilbert front. You know, I was very young back then. You know, Ricky Waters. Like, I love all those guys. Okay? But what Saquon did in L.A. and then what Saquon did in Philadelphia in the divisional round of the playoffs was, it was like watching Babe Ruth.
Over 450 yards rushing.
Right. And I didn't watch Babe Ruth, but I can only imagine. So, like, I'm not asking for 220 yards on Sunday, but let's get closer to some of that than what it's been the first 2 weeks when he's averaging, 65, 70 yards. Pretty big difference. So that, to me, is number two. And then, obviously, you want to get the Hurts, A.J., Hurts, Devontae thing going. There's no question about it. But to me, it starts with what I think the Eagles have always started with, which is a strong line, and in recent years, a rushing attack that puts fear into a defense and helps open up the passing game for Jalen and A.J. and Devontae and whoever my tight end is. That's my mindset. That's number one. Number two is this. It may cost the Eagles the game. It may not. but it certainly could cost them the season. And John touched on it. Number two within this game. How does it look with my second cornerback against the great receiver? Now, we saw in week one, that was a matchup where if CeeDee Lamb catches some of those balls, that could have been a different outcome. And that was a team, Dallas, that walks in with two pretty damn good receivers. CeeDee Lamb, obviously exceptional. This team, I would say, even better than that, although it's very close, with the wide receiver spot. And so it may not cost them the game, but if you've got a major issue that dangles all year with cornerback two, how does it look, you know, in October, November, December, and obviously in January, and you hope February with a Super Bowl? To me, those are by far the two most intriguing things with this game, 215-592-9494. James, those are something different. What's on your mind?
I think it's definitely how the offense looks is the most intriguing thing going into this game. Look, we've spent the whole week talking about it. I know I'm not as concerned as other people are, but I think the variation in the offense, how the scheme looks, how the running game looks, how Jalen throws the ball, like, I don't think, honestly, I like the defense, I trust them to show up. I know the Rams are good, but I think they'll play a good game. It's all about how the offense looks.
Yeah, the offense, I mean, listen, they got to, you know, they haven't had to get it going to win. Obviously, they're 2-0, but at some point, they're going to have to play better. They obviously did late last season, to say the least, and you hope they can crank it up on Sunday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.